this is excuse me. This is Professor Martin. I'm recording this what would ordinarily have been the class for today had we not missed school on Wednesday. Wednesday's class has now been postponed till Friday, and what would have been Friday's class is on this internet-accessible recording, starting with a case of Katko versus Briney, which is on page 114 of your casebook. This is quite a well-known case. It was controversial at the time, primarily because it was erroneously reported in the press that Mr. Katko broke into Mr. and Mrs. Briney's home. He did not. The building that into which he entered is portrayed in a photograph on page 114. It is evidence of the truth of the maxim that one picture is worth 1,000 words. Because how many people would you kill to prevent trespassers from breaking into the building? That's the question posed by the case. Is it permissible to use deadly force to protect property only? The beginning with any case is what happened at the trial court. Well, a jury in Iowa returned a verdict for the plaintiff, $20,000 damages and $10,000 punitive damages. That was in 1971. I remember graduating from law school in 1970 and taking a job at a salary of $10,000 a year, which would go to $11,000 when I passed the bar, as I did. So a verdict of $30,000 could be three times the annual earnings of a new lawyer in 1971. I like to ask, before we go into the intricacies of the case, whether you think that people in a rural state like Iowa would be more or less likely to approve the use of spring guns to defend property than would be the people of an urbanized state like Massachusetts. And I get a variety of answers, but many people suggest, at least, that the remoteness of farm property from assistance by law enforcement would warrant a stronger stronger preference for allowing force to be used to deter or even to inflict a punishment upon trespassers. Do you think, again I like to ask, that the sentence given to Katko for his crime, which was petty larceny, was too mild or too severe or just right? And if so, why do you think that? You should note that Katko was originally charged with burglary, and the charge was bargained down to petty larceny. What is the common law definition of burglary? You answer. Isn't it breaking and entering a dwelling house with intent to commit a felony? Well, did anybody live in the house? No. If so, suppose somebody had lived in the house, then the crime was burglary. Would the occupant living there have been entitled to shoot the burglar? As the case teaches us, if you can't set a spring gun to do something that you couldn't do if present, the contrary is that you can set a spring gun to do something that you could do if present. So would the occupant of property have the privilege or defense that he was entitled to use deadly force to shoot a burglar? And then we can do a variation on that. Everybody sleeps upstairs, and prior to retiring, the husband sets a spring gun to fire on anybody who climbs the stairs. Is that permissible? Is it permissible for the husband to shoot the intruder? as he climbs up the stairs? In many states, the answer to that is no, unless there is no alternative to retreating. Meaning, if there's a way down, another way out of the second story, the family is obliged to use it before a resort to deadly force is justified. What if nobody's at home, and the husband sets a spring gun to fire on anybody breaking in and climbing the stairs to the second floor? Well, the house is unoccupied, but it's a dwelling place. What do you think? What if nobody's at home, but upstairs there is a painting by Renoir that is worth $10 million? Would the husband or father of the family be justified in setting a spring gun to protect his $10 million painting? If the answer is no, is there another practical deterrent? Well, number one is don't own Renoirs. Number two is keep the painting in a safe deposit vault, which of course is contrary to one purpose for buying the painting, which is to have it in your living room to admire. How about hiring a watchman? Well, that's an expensive way to protect property. How about installing an alarm system? That, of course, didn't prevent the art theft at the Gardner Museum in Boston. They had an alarm system and a watchman. How about in a rural area where it takes the police half an hour to respond to an alarm? The thief would get the painting before the cops got to the house. So, would it be okay to set the spring gun if a warning is conspicuously posted outside the house? Is it okay to set the spring gun if the spring gun is loaded only with lightweight buckshot, i.e. enough to wound, not enough to kill, in the expected case? It's likely that Mr. Briney did exactly that. Suppose in addressing this problem we tweak the rules of recovery rather than the rules of liability, i.e. there's no recovery for a burglar wounded by a spring gun, but okay for an innocent intruder. And remember, there may be people who are privileged to enter the house, such as a firefighter, a police officer serving a search warrant, and so forth. One of the reasons that we don't allow spring guns and the like is because we want to protect the police officer and the firefighter and the other persons who may have a privilege to enter, even if entering means breaking down a door.
Hi, Professor Martin.
I'm going to take a pause.